Penguin Random House Audio presents South and West from A Notebook by Joan Didion. Read for you by Kimberly Farr. With a foreword written and read by Nathaniel Rich. For John and Quintana and for Earl.
This is Nathaniel Rich reading my foreword to Joan Didion's South and West on Esplanade Avenue in New Orleans on January 6, 2017. The idea was to start in New Orleans, and from there we had no plan. This has been the idea of many people who have come to New Orleans. It was the idea of the French explorer René Robert Cavelier, Sieur de La Salle, who in 1684 set out to establish a city near the base of the Mississippi River, only to fail to find the river's mouth from the Gulf of Mexico and, after 3 years, to be murdered by his mutinous crew. It was the idea of William Faulkner, who quit his job as postmaster at the University of Mississippi and moved to New Orleans because he despised taking orders, and of Tennessee Williams, who wrote in his diary, "Here surely is the place that I was made for, if any place on this funny old world." One does not have to stay long to learn how easily plans in New Orleans, like its houses, become waterlogged and subside into the mud, breaking to pieces. "This life," wrote Williams shortly before returning to New York, "is all disintegration." Joan Didion explained her decision to visit the Gulf Coast in her 2006 Paris Review interview. "I had a theory," she said, "that if I could understand the South, I would understand something about California, because a lot of the California settlers came from the border South." It is a counterintuitive theory.